Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Ksuvos Daf Yedchas Ksuvos 18, and today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara cites a Braisa, the Tanya, it states, and Yuchesim and Alf, and Rezman Yaakov says, Ba'amim Sha'adim Nishba'al Tainis Atzmo. Sometimes a person has to swear in response to his own claim. How can that be? Ketzad. The person says, Mano Avicha B'yadi, if a person says to somebody, to an orphan, he says, Mano Avicha B'yadi, that your father had given me a mana, meaning, say, I owe your father a mana, the chaltiv pras. But at the same time, I paid him back half a mana, which is a pras. So, arez and nishba, this person has to take an oath on the basis of their own claim. He's the only one who said, remember, we're in the concept or in the context of talking about people having to swear on the basis of their own claims. So, he's the only source for this idea that this orphan's father ever gave him a mana, and he's also the one who said, I paid him back half. And so therefore, that's why we say he has to take an oath on the basis of his own claim. In such a circumstance where the person makes a claim on his own, he admits something, and then he says, I paid half of that. Such a person is like somebody who returned a lost object, and we're going to say he's exempt, because nowhere else do we know that would we have known that you're going to be responsible to pay this person the price, except for the fact that he said it. And so therefore, in this case, we're going to say he's exempt. He's like Meshav Aveda, he's like returning a lost object. So the Gemara continues, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, Weislein Meshav Aveda, Pater, does Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov not accept this idea that if he is the one who says the claim on his own, he's just like a being Meshav Aveda and he's exempt? It's an obvious claim. Of course it should be, under those circumstances, the person should be exempt if he is the one who says the claim in the first place. So I'm a Rav, so Rav explains, but Tono Kata. The Elazar ben Yaakov is talking about a case where the person who made the claim against the other person was a minor, meaning to say that it was a Katan. So the Katan was the one who started this dispute by saying that he knows that his father lent this person a mana. And the Katan says that you have to pay it back, and the defendant says, I gave half of it. So since the minor is the one who began the claim, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov says, not Meshav Aveda, and therefore he has to take the oath. Gemara says, but why would he have to take an oath under those circumstances? Didn't we say in a Mishnah in Shavuos, on Daf Lamed Ches, that you don't take an oath on the basis of a minor's claim, because since they really don't have agency, and so therefore their claim is not really of valid standing, and so therefore you shouldn't have to make a claim here. You shouldn't have to take an oath that you are like Meshav Aveda if the claim comes from a minor. So the Gemara says, "My kata, no." When Rav says that So the Gemara is saying that really when it says what's a katan, Rav really means he's a gadol, it means he's an adult. But my karle katan. So if that's the case, why do we call him a katan? Because a minor can't force somebody to take an oath. So why does Rav say it's a katan here if he's really a gadol? So gabi mili da aviv katan, because vis-a-vis the claims that his father makes, he's actually a katan, meaning to say that since he doesn't really understand everything that his father does, he's called a katan. The son doesn't know everything that his father does. However, since he has a valid claim, and since the person admits a portion of it, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov says he has to swear. So Gemara says, "Ihachi tanis atma tanis acherim." We said in the Braisa that sometimes a person has to swear on the basis of their own oath, their own claim. But this is not their own claim. This is a claim of others. So why is it called Tainas Atma? This is the Tainas Acherim. So the Gemara says, no, what we mean by Tainas Atma, it means Tainas Acherim. Other people make the claim, but it does Atma, but he's the one who admitted it. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? That's every single claim. Every single claim is Tainas Acherim or does Atma. Every single claim is the claim that was initiated by other people and you admit it on your own. So the Gemara says, that's what everything is. The Gemara says, "Oh, Achav the Rabba Kamitzvi." They're arguing over Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov and the Chachamim are basically in the Machokas about an underlying principle that Rabba taught. I'm a Rabba. Ma'amar Torah, more than mixes Satana Yeshava. Why does the Torah have this concept that's called modeh b'mitzvah? And if a person admits to a partial claim, somebody makes a claim against him and he admits to a part of the claim, then we're going to say that he has to take an oath if he admits the part of the claim. Why? Chazaka ein adam me'ez panav b'fnei b'chodo. Because we have a principle, a person is not going to completely, he's such a chutzpahdik that he's going to completely reject the claim of somebody else. V'hai b'kua by d'lechfri. And really, he wanted to deny the entire claim. V'hai d'lechfri b'ay, v'shem d'ein adam me'ez panav. And the only reason why he didn't deny the whole claim was because the person is not so arrogant as to, it's not so obnoxious as to reject the whole claim. Now, really, he wanted to admit to everything. So he said, really, he should have admitted to everything. And the only reason why he didn't is because he said, I'll push him off until I have enough money, and then I'll pay him back. And the Torah says, make him take an oath so that he admits to everything. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov suffer loshna bo, loshna bo, no. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, doesn't matter if it's him or his son, he's not going to be so disrespectful or arrogant. Rabban Sabri, bo de no meyez, no meyez, bo eyez, meshiva vedu. He says, no, he would have been, since it's not him, it's his son, he would have denied everything. In fact, that he didn't. That means he doesn't have to take an oath in this case. It's not a true case of modeh b'mitzvah.